This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, my buddy Stuart Thompson, Super Don, love to have him on the show. We can hang out. I remember, you remember when we were at the Soho Expo last year in Orlando, and we were doing a live video simulcast on YouTube that day, and Stuart was on, and Stuart, in a very unscripted fashion, can take over the show. I mean, and go bonkers. He can jump, you remember?
Absolutely.
And he brought this guy in from the Bahamas, remember?
Yes,
and he took over the show.
I
was like,
I remember.
And you could see on my face, it's like, so what happened to my show, right?
Well, you know, he was fun to listen to. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a very, very thick, almost like a Jamaican
island accent,
type
a lilt accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, Stuart said, hey, you, come on over here. And the guy just came over, put on the headset, and suddenly you were pushed into the background. And
like,
he was just going on and on and on. It was fun. But, I just kind of wondered what happened to you.
I think he was a farmer, too.
Yes,
kind of cool.
Yes, he was.
But anyway, I bring that up not for that other than to remember a funny thing. You know, probably everybody watching at me laughing. But Stuart will say, you know, how you doing, Stuart? He's like, never had a bad day in my life, right? He'll say that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that real? Is that true? Because I know a lot of his history. He's come through a lot in his life to be where he is successful, so darned intelligent, can just scour the medical literature and make it make sense. And, you know, wherever he's investigating, whether it be omega-3 essential fats or, in this case now, cannabidiol, CBD, the endocannabinoid system, etc. And I think CBD is playing a big role. Maybe I had too much CBD. I didn't need it tonight because I'm yawning a lot tonight. I'm not bored. There's definitely some interesting articles we've covered, and we've got more to cover. And so he said, I've never had a bad day. And I'm like, you know, is this the fake it till you make it? It's where you create your own reality. You out-create the negativity that's around you or that might be within you that you used to have. And I endorse that. I embrace that. I do. But this article here we're going to cover now, it says, too much stress, : the average American has 60 bad days a year, according to a study, so it must be real. You know it must be true. Now, if the average American has 60 bad days a year, and Super Don, I have it on good authority, you don't have 60 bad days in a year. I don't have 60 bad days in a year. That means somebody's got 90 bad days in a year, right? Because they're making up for us.
It's a relative term, I think, because what constitutes a bad day?
Yeah,
you know?
That is true. Yeah, my son came home.
What does that mean?
Today, my son came home, and he said this. Funny enough, Dad, I had a bad day. It was a bad. You know, I was like, "How's your day?" It was a bad day, Dad. I'm like, "Well, what happened?" I was track practice. Oh man, I sucked at the pole vault. Really? Well, you know, not every practice you're going to be, you know, rocking the pole vault, right? So what? Yeah, and I got a bloody lip and my tooth hurts. What happened? Well, when I was placing the pole up there that we have to jump over, it kind of fell that way and then rebounded back into my mouth and I got hit. Okay. All right. So, you know, it's like one of those days. And then he says, I was counseling a friend who just broke up with her boyfriend. And I can feel, because my son's an emotional guy and he'll try to help people. He is that way. And I said, is everything okay with your girlfriend? Oh, yeah, yeah, everything's fine. Oh, but I forgot to do my physics homework. I'm like, you had a three-day weekend and you forgot to do your physics homework. No, I think we got to rethink what you just told me. I don't think you forgot it. I think you chose not to know that you had it. Let's be honest about that.
A little and procrastination, maybe.
Of course, that was Dad piling on to his bad day. I'm like, okay, son, it'll be better tomorrow, I promise. Can you still turn in your physics one day later? Oh, yeah, Dad, I can do that. But it was like one of those things. So a teenager can have a bad day if things seem to go wrong all day. But, again, is it the end of the world? Does it require an SSRI drug? I mean, these are the things when we talk about stress and people saying, I've had 60 bad days. Is the solution to the study more people going to psychiatrists and getting medication? Right? How do we define it? Now, I will say in this article, I mentioned this before going into this hour, exercise. You know, I feel so great when if I'm feeling a little bummed, a little depressed, not that I'm normally that way. I mean, I can get out and do something, hit the heavy bag. I'm not much of a runner, but I'll get on the bike and, you know, something happens. I'll get out in my garden. Something happens. And, you know, I think about this, if you're depressed and you're bummed, the question I have is, what are you doing to serve others in that moment? I know that's a weird thing to say because you say, well, no, but I'm feeling bad. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But then you could say, I can continue to focus on myself feeling bad, or I could find somebody who might be worse off than me and try to help them a little bit. And suddenly you forget how bad you were feeling because, well, relatively speaking, it wasn't so bad. Now, that's not to say, let's ignore when you feel bad. It doesn't exist. It's not real. I mean, I don't want to ignore emotions. I think that's an important part of who we are, to not, like men can go, I don't ever feel bad. You know, it's like, it's not that. Emotions are real. You saw yesterday, I was very emotionally animated and with disgust talking about modern medicine. But it didn't make it a bad day. I think we found a way to kind of hopefully turn it a little bit more positive, maybe a little bit of humor in there, here and there.
Well, let's take a moment,
okay,
and let's kind of dig into this study that was done here, and let's find out, at least from their findings,
okay,
what constitutes a bad day for these people.
Yeah, help me out here.
This study was done by a company called Freeletics, and they have a personal fitness and nutrition app, and they
can know their bias
poll.
Is then. Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay, that's true. That's true.
Okay,
I wouldn't say it's a bad one. Yeah.
No.
So anyway, they did a poll of 2,000 working Americans to find out how they dealt with stress because they wanted to find out what constituted a quote, bad day. Mm. So, as we already said here, the respondents on average indicated they had 60 bad days a year, with 80% of these 24-hour periods being made at least partially unpleasant by work-related stress. Hmm. So work-related stress plays a part. Now, I mean, I can understand that. Some people's jobs suck, and depending on the type of job.
Or the people that they work with.
Stressful.
The people that they work with, oftentimes.
That's true. Lousy boss or
people.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand that. It kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of point out here that a lack of sleep cause them to have kind of a bad day. Okay,
yeah, that's a good one for my teenage son.
Right?
Sleep a little bit longer, buddy. Come on, you can do
right?
it. Yeah.
All right, so then they go into some other things here. Illness can cause you to have a bad day. Sure, I can totally get that. Financial worries, that's a big one for a lot of people. It causes a lot of stress in their lives. But, you know, I mean, there are things you can do about it, but that definitely is an indicator of stress. Now, here's where things start to get kind of snowflakey, in my opinion.
Okay.
Canceled plans. Well, okay. So you had made plans or plans got canceled. That can be irritating.
Yeah.
I suppose if it had a huge impact on your day or you know, made arrangements. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here's where things start to kind of unravel a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Feeling unclean or disheveled.
If you have OCD, that's going to be a bad day if you feel that. If you have it's true.
Okay.
And I don't know that that's an official. I know that's a psychiatric designation, so it's kind of I'm using that with a grain of salt. But there are people that have that obsessiveness about certain things, and it can throw their day off. There's no doubt if there's neurological.
But a bad day, that seems kind of extreme to me. Now here's an interesting one. Tell me if you've had this problem. 1 in 4 respondents indicated that frustration over uncooperative hair
bad
puts
hair.
A damper on their day.
If you're a teenage
a bad
girl,
hair day.
No. If you're a teenage girl, I get that. Yes, I have almost one. So yeah, I could see that causing a bad day.
A bad hair day?
I don't sweat the bad hair days, but yeah, okay. Know what? I'm going to throw in bad, not 60 days a year, but 6 years in a row. My wife. My wife. And she went through 6 years of hell with the pain that she suffered after dental extractions. Ungodly levels of hell.
So pain, chronic pain.
Yeah. So I could see that as one of the most realistic ways where I would go, yeah, you could define that as a bad day. I mean, you're still breathing, you're still alive, but part of the time you're going, I don't know if I can continue this way. And, you know, we've lost people like Liam Sheff to that kind of pain that was intractable, that seemingly without end. And, you know, that to me goes into the bad day. Obviously, the bad hair day, relatively speaking, for a teenage girl who's not lived a lot of life, you really don't know bad days. But live like that, and you begin to say, my gosh, what can we do? Obviously, the opioids are destroying lives, even though they're, you know, maybe even been used for the right reasons, because the pain was, we had tried that. It didn't work. And it was CBD that saved her life. And ultimately, you know, she had to go in for another intervention to clean out an area of, it was called a cavitation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me, relatively speaking, but on these other levels, when we're talking about emotional stress, even financial stress, there's got to be a way to offload that. Whether you talk about it with someone that cares, in addition to the exercise thing, where you pray on it, give it to God, something like that.
They did mention exercise, and of course, you know, the poll was done by a health and fitness, you know, fitness tracker type thing. So they, you know, they did come down on the side of exercise being a big part of being able to relieve stress.
Of course.
And, you know, I can attest to that.
Well, I think that, you know what, we covered the story about yoga doesn't make you a nicer person. Remember that?
Makes you racist, yeah.
Or it even makes you racist. I mean, it's silly stuff. Yeah. I would argue that, again, whether it be a yoga posture, whether it be a contemplative, meditative, prayerful silence, that type of practice can also help dissipate. Obviously, there's a lot of noise initially in your mind when you start, but to kind of dissipate it by giving it to a higher power, whatever you perceive that to be. Another great way to address stress, and I don't mean it's the only way, because again, the physical movement, exercise is going to be very important. But if you're in intractable pain, it's hard to do exercise either. So there was a lot that I witnessed in my own life for those 6 years that, you know, what can you only can have compassion, and it's not enough until they can hopefully get out of it alive. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. If you have insight into dealing with stress, do you have 60 bad hair days a year? Does that count now? Let us know. 866-939-BELL or go to robertscottbell.com. Send us a comment or question there at the website. Or if you're watching on YouTube, you can chat away with our friends watching on YouTube at RS Bell Media Channel there. Go to robertscottbell.com. And we'll be back talking about opioid crisis and other options for you after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thank y'all for being here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Immediately following, they have the archives first, and then it's on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio in a couple of days, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Those of y'all watching when we don't get zapped off the air for controversial commentary, which it never is. I mean, we're just towing the line, every line that there is to tow. We're towing it. In fact, we're tightrope walking right now because we're about to head back into the opioid crisis. And, you know, we don't believe in, let's say, FDA's attacks on homeopathy, attacks on Kratom. We've got an I Am Kratom story coming up a little bit. Hashtag I Am Kratom. I think it is a day for that, maybe the week for that. But, the pathway out of opioid addiction, synthetic opioids, these are, again, FDA approved. Violently approved, I would say, ultimately, because they were based on lies, based on falsehoods about the studies about the opioids, how not addictive they would be. In fact, they turned out to be incredibly addictive and incredibly deadly. And, as they are cut onto the street level, adding fentanyl and, what is that, carfentanil, at fractions of a fraction, deadly, stopping the breathing almost immediately. I mean, you're talking about a crisis that's way bigger. And again, all approved by the Fear and Death Administration. So if we're stuck in this crisis, where do we go? I would say homeopathy. I would say, you know, other areas of detoxification, other methods of pain management, including Kratom, including cannabidiol, right? The endocannabinoid system, how do we nourish it? How do we help it? What can we do to reduce inflammation? Omega-3 essential fatty acids, hydration, hydrogen in the water. All of these things can play a role. How about the chiropractic osteopathic model of looking at neurological interference in freeing up the flow of the nerves. So many things that don't fit into the allopathic model of drug everything, poison everything that has a pain. What can we do here for folks that are on opioids? Now, there's a story here out of AP talking about Marine veteran Jeff Harris, who's dealing with pain. And he was going, well, I think he didn't want to take the medication. He didn't like the way it felt. It made him feel. So he got into Providence, Virginia Hospital, began offering acupuncture for this chronic pain. And he liked it. And it helped him. Now, the problem is here, Superdon, if you read through this article, they actually go to one of the skep ducks, the quack busters, Novella, who's been long discredited.
Oh, my buddy, Stephen Novella.
You remember him?
He is the, yeah, Stephen Novella. And actually, I just got to the paragraph you're talking about here. Neurologist at Yale University, editor of an alt. And I love that. I mean, they're honest. It's an alternative medicine bashing website.
That was good. That the mainstream news has acknowledged that
and
he's a basher of
alternative medicine. Stephen Novella is the guy that runs something called the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, which is it's like a training course on how to be a douchebag and argue with people on Twitter, basically, is what it is. And you're right. They've got him here talking about how acupuncture is exploiting the opioid crisis to try and promote acupuncture as an alternative treatment. And it,
in the meantime, you know, the only
the placebo is what they're going after on this.
Right, because if the placebo helps you, it's not real. But if the treatment to get you off, like methadone, kills you, which it can, that's real. Again, the same scenario. This is why these people should not be at all paid attention to as serious people in proposing solutions. All they're doing is trying to get in the way of other options that they are not in a belief system accordance with, whether it's science-backed or not. In fact, you know what? Acupuncture and the principles behind it are thousands of years old, predate the skep ducks by thousands and thousands of years. Unless Novella was around in China, they probably took him out for arguing against acupuncture way back when. And he's back now still trying to do it. Stubborn these skep ducks are. So the idea here is that it could now, because there is more science to support it, more people are accepting it. Now, 1 in 67 U.S. adults say they get acupuncture every year or sometime during the year. It's up from 1 in 91 from 10 years ago. So the trend is on. Some of the insurance is covering it. And I don't know, for those of you who like insurance to cover stuff, perhaps you believe that's a good thing. I don't like it being involved in that way. I want to free up all the healers to heal outside of the insurance schemes so that they can actually do what they know to do, and that is including getting people off of these highly addictive substances. So, have you hugged your acupuncture today? No? No? You're afraid of the needles? No, they really don't cause you to bleed. They're not that painful, in fact. Oh, you go into a liver spot, not in your liver, but a spot, and you said your liver's congested, you'll feel like, oh, there's something going on there. But it's an amazing, amazing system, an ancient system that I endorse, I have utilized, and I think it could help people in the opioid crisis. We'll be back, and we'll talk about hashtag IamKratom next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, from addiction, to get off of addiction with, we mentioned the needles, acupuncture. What other things can we use? We're going to get into that in a moment. I just want to bring this up. If you really tick off the mainstream, and the media plays attack dog role, right? It might not be their issue. For instance, modern medicine, vaccine. You know, if you're a media guy or gal, you're in to be a reporter, you learn how to dig deep, and then you find, of course, if you want to be a mainstream reporter and be paid to do the news, you're going to find out that there's certain things you don't ask about, you don't question, or else you will be drummed right out of the profession. Ask Cheryl Atkinson. There are others we've had on over the years that have found out the hard way. If you're a doctor, don't come out and question vaccines, even though technically Andrew Wakefield never at the time of the writing of the so-called MMR paper that made everybody not want to get a shot, which is not true. He never said vaccines were bad or you shouldn't vaccinate. His main posit was that there's something, a novel new form of iatrogenic, as they called it, doctor-caused enterocolitis, colitis, inflammation of the gut, and we need to look into this. Maybe we should separate out the three features of the MMR. And from there, he was called an anti-vaxxer before they had that term, and basically drummed out of the medical profession, drummed out of England. And so the media was used as a willing accomplice to the attack dog of those in the pharmaceutical industrial complex who stood to lose a tremendous amount of money, influence, power, etc., even over government, where they gain their power by controlling government and then having a mandated monopoly for their products. Right? You got the flu shot frenzy every year. You don't think that's coming from government? At this point, it's entrenched in the CDC. And so the media just fawns over any pronouncement made by a doctor, a government agency, or someone from it, talking about how bad the flu is going to be, and that even if the flu shot only works 25% of the time, we meant to do that. And by the way, it's still going to be great, because even though we've done no testing to prove this, you're going to give me a free pass because I'm a doctor from the CDC or from Vanderbilt, and I'm saying that it's going to reduce the intensity and duration of any flu that you have, reduce the potential for complications like pneumonia. As if they've ever studied the flu shot to do any of those things other than to elicit an antibody response to the influenza virus they claim to target, 1, 2, or 3 or whatever it is. But they make it up. This is why yesterday I was exasperated on the air. Now, when Chipotle came out against GMOs, they didn't say GMOs were bad. They said, we are GMO free. We found our customers want to be, you know, we want to do what our customers want. So we're going to be the first major chain to be GMO free. And then not too long after that, do you remember the food poisoning scare at Chipotle? And Super Don, you were suspicious, as was I. We weren't out to say we definitively knew that somebody was planting this stuff, faking it, making whatever. But it was very suspicious that this would happen and that they could never definitively identify where it came from.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, this was a while ago, but Chipotle came out and they were like one of the first like big chains.
They were the first to say GMO-free.
Right, and there was some backlash on that, where you had some stories that were coming out where, you know, it's like, well, Chipotle's trying to, you know, trying to say that, you know, other people's food is bad.
They never said that. But again, the reaction was that because they had to frame the debate.
Right.
It's like,
right.
It can't be that, oh, look, they've made a decision to meet their customers' demand. How great is that? It's an innovation. They're doing great. No. We got to shut that down. We got to curtail that growth, right?
Well, yeah. It was just shortly after that where, I'm trying to think. There was even a thing about Chipotle had like a commercial or something like that, and people were not happy with the commercial because they were implying in the commercial that, you know, their food was better than other people's because it was non-GMO. So it was shortly after that, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes an outbreak of, I think it was E. coli, wasn't it?
E. coli or Salmonella, I don't remember this.
Yeah,
name.
Yeah.
But
and it so
was like,
it was like, okay, some people got sick, and so they were trying to figure out, right, the CDC comes in and they're going to do their investigation, and as far as I know, they never did actually trace it back to any one particular thing at Chipotle.
Nope, remained a mystery. So much for forensics of house and television, right? They couldn't figure it out, and it made it more suspicious to me. So I felt like it was the establishment saying, no, you don't. You can't. You see, if anybody else, you know, if it was McDonald's that achieved this new level of growth because they used the GMO ingredient, you'd be like, they'd be praising them up, down, and sideways. Look at this. How awesome. Of course, the consumers are not demanding. They've never demanded GMOs. This has been an artificial creation of the biotech state. And recently, switching gears but not, same suspicions are going to arise in this story. Today is a hashtag I am Kratom Day. Hashtag I am Kratom. Why? Well, recently the DEA, wasn't it the Drug Enforcement Administration that declared Kratom basically a dangerous new opioid?
Yes.
And that it should be illegal, and trying to dictate public policy or even to make law, just like they did on cannabis and CBD. This was just in the last week.
The way they did that, and we covered this, And actually, the HuffPost did a good job of going through and explaining how they linked what they said were 44 kratom-related deaths since 2011. So in the past 7 years, they say there were 44 kratom-related deaths. Now, on the surface, one might look at that and go, wow, 44 people died from kratom? Wow, you know, that's not good. Unless you look at these, quote, kratom-related deaths. And in each one of these situations, these instances, it was like this gentleman got hit by a train. And when we did the autopsy, we found there was kratom in his system, so it was a kratom-related death. No, he got hit by a train. It has nothing to do with the fact that he was using kratom. And literally, there were a number of these kratom-related deaths that the actual cause of death had nothing to do with kratom whatsoever, but it was in that person's blood system.
I don't think they definitively linked one death, honestly.
No.
I mean,
no.
All speculation, no. And not even speculation that was good. And, of course, the CDC never lies about flu deaths, much less flu-related complications,
right.
As we find out maybe 10-15% of all flu cases are actually flu. So we're dealing with federal agencies that are willing to lie and create myths before your very eyes for their agenda. What is their agenda? We need to stop this movement away from opioids and FDA-approved pharmaceuticals for pain management. We've got to control and monopolize the market for addiction. We want to send them only to like 30-day addiction treatment centers, which use methadone, for instance. And, of course, these things, people go in, they go out, they're $40,000 poorer, and they're still addicted. And yet people are utilizing kratom. They're utilizing CBD. They're utilizing acupuncture, homeopathy. They're cleansing, they're detoxing, all the things that skeptics make fun of, and they are overcoming their addiction. So people were not buying the, oh, kratom is deadly. So guess what they've done now? The latest attempt to make it, they're going all Chipotle on them. Remember what they did to Chipotle, which we're very suspicious about even to this day. New headline reads, the kratom supplements have a new side effect, salmonella. That's right. Yeah, you can't beat them with the 44 claimed deaths over the last 7 years. Well, hey, I got an idea. Let's tell everybody that salmonella poisoning is happening because of kratom.
I don't even know. When I saw this, I was just like, oh, no, here we go. This is Chipotle all over again. And here's the reason why this is similar to the Chipotle situation. The CDC, again, you know, anytime that there's an outbreak of E. coli or salmonella or whatever, the CDC gets involved. And so they send out health investigators to interview the people who got the salmonella and then try and track where the outbreak originated from. So they did this, and they have not been able to track, again, the infections back to a single brand or supplier at this point. All they know, according to them, is that of these people, they at one point or another consumed kratom either as a powder, a capsule, or a liquid. That's it.
Once again, no definitive. We've found it. No, none of that has happened. And it start with U.S. public health officials. Anytime a sentence starts with U.S. public health officials, they might be from the Health and Human Services Department, the CDC, the FDA, you can immediately assume that they're lying unless you can verify otherwise. At the very least, exaggerating. At the very least, grossly exaggerating. And remember, folks, there is no such thing as public health. That is a fiction. There's your health, there's my health, there's Super Don's health. Public health is a legal fiction. Now, when we talk about public health initiatives that I can say I can support, even though I dislike the term public health, sanitation, sewage systems, how about engaging in better hygienic practices? Ultimately, that it benefits the individual, one by one by one. Not the public, because there's no such thing as the public. The public is an artificial creation of the pharmaceutical state. So when U.S. public health officials are blaming salmonella outbreak in kratom, and yet not definitively linking it back to one batch of anything, you have to question, my gosh, is this an agenda, just like there was an agenda against Chipotle? Or what other agenda against Dr. Andrew Wakefield, an agenda against Dr. Rasha Batar, for the media to pile on, basically do whatever the public health officials, CDC officials, FDA officials say, because they're gospel, they're godlike, and just pronounce it without evidence.
Yeah.
And they do it regularly, and they're doing it today to get you away from considering, even considering that Kratom could be a better tool from the natural world for pain management or to move you from the dangerous opioid addictions or other drug addictions you may have.
Well, and think about it this way. They want people to stop taking Kratom, right? So I think that the reason why they have not traced this back to a source, or at least are saying they have no idea where the source is because they want people to be afraid of taking any Kratom. We don't know which batch of Kratom, or what supplier, or where it came from, or who's selling it, because there's all kinds of different brands and places that you can get Kratom. So if they leave it out there as just a, we don't know where it came from, if you buy that Kratom, that could be the Kratom that gave people salmonella. What does that do? That makes people afraid and they don't buy it.
Here you go. This is what you do. You got your Kratom, whether it's liquid or a capsule, you do a chaser. Pour some silver hydrosol into a glass or right in your mouth. Do a chaser of silver. And even though I believe it's a scam, the claim that salmonella is there, and it's not to say it couldn't be possible, but the scam is that, oh, it's everywhere. Don't go anywhere near Kratom because it's all contaminated with salmonella. Just do a silver chaser every time you take a little capsule of Kratom. You'll be good to go. Maybe some probiotics after that, too. Hey, Sasquatch, coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with this energy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right. Learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for seven different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that we've made insurance great again, we've followed more of the vaccine failures, the admission that they're talking, what was the term? I still am stunned that we used this term, original antigenic sin. My gosh, they're just co-opting all of the major religions now. I guess it's... You know, and I keep telling when I go to churches and mosques and synagogues, throw out the doctors because they're not worshiping the same God you are based on the rate of death coming from them outside of emergency trauma intervention. Okay, this is a real issue. We have all kinds of crazy stories that come our way. Super Don tries to sift through them, and occasionally we got to cover them. Before we dive into the Sasquatch thing I kind of intimated we were going to do. Mm-hmm. We have upcoming events, Northern Colorado Hemp Expo, April 6th and 7th. That's up in north of Longmont, north of Denver. The Alive Expo in Atlanta, April 21st through 22nd. And Total Health in Toronto, May 11th through 13th. The U.S. Health Freedom Congress. We have to get Roseanne Lindsay back on the show to talk about that and invite everybody to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area for a weekend in June. To be part of that, and Jim Turner is going to be a keynote speaker. He's a health freedom hero if there ever was one. I'll be doing some speaking. I'll be doing some live broadcasting at that as well, and there'll be more events coming up. So stay in touch with us here on the show or go to robertscottbell.com. Every day in the show notes, you'll see they'll be updated as we get more information. But I am looking forward to going back. Hi, Mom. I'll see you in Atlanta in April. And all my friends from there, whoever's going to be there at the Alive Expo, aliveexpo.com. That's linked in the show notes, so check it out. Already mentioned about the archives, so let's go in. You know, when we started the show, we joked about doing UFOs and aliens and Bigfoot, right? Because people love that stuff. Like, we still get people, when are you going to do another UFO story?
MacArthur sent us a message a while back, yeah.
So if we find stories that maneuver into our wheelhouse, we don't mind doing them, and I don't mind doing them. But this one's interesting, and I'll explain how it gets into the wheelhouse because it relates to California and protecting the people of California. Because this woman, Claudia Ackley, is positive that she and her two daughters came across Bigfoot in a tree in Southern California last year. She's certain of it. She is certain, and her little girls tell her, if it was that, Mommy, you're right.
Yeah.
And, well, she contacted the state authorities, and nothing. They said, nope, you saw a bear. You did not see Bigfoot. So what is this 46-year-old mom of two girls to do? but file a lawsuit against the state of California for failing to recognize Sasquatch as a distinct species. And yes, that's what she's doing. She's suing the state of California. What is the basis for her suit, Super Don, that I reacted to? Why is she saying she has to sue in order to make this happen?
Well, she is concerned for people's safety.
She's saying that the state is endangering the public?
Yes, yes.
Right? By not recognizing Bigfoot.
By not recognizing Bigfoot as a species, no. That they're putting people in danger.
Sorry, Mom. I'm talking about Claudia Ackley as the mom. You are so far off your rocker in this lawsuit. Because if you believe California's role is protecting the people and the children of California, you're living on the wrong planet. You don't know anything, apparently, about SB 277 becoming law that mandates medical assault, violating the sanctity of your family, of your children, by injecting them with mercury, with aluminum, with aborted fetal cells. Now we're to learn maybe it'll be fly cells and dog kidney renal
cells. You
know,
it's actually interesting that you bring that, you create that analogy. We've got some audio clips. We don't have time to play them all, but if
okay.
you play that third one.
Sure.
Play that, and I'm curious to get your reaction to that. Play that.
Okay.
What do you say to those people who do say you're nuts?
Well, I'm in the medical profession, and I could understand where they're coming from, because I was never sci-fi.
She's in the medical profession.
Yeah.
So it makes it doubly embarrassing for this woman.
Well,
she's suing the state for not protecting the people of California. The state government of California has done everything it can to assault the good people of California who are aware of the danger of injecting toxic poisons. Bigfoot is the least of your problems.
So, in fact, she's in the medical profession.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to protect you from injecting neurological poisons, but she wants to protect you
from Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yes.
Tells you all you need to do to get a degree in America today, especially in California. Maybe she and Richard Pan could go out camping and try to make friends with Bigfoot. And I hope Bigfoot has a big syringe to give them, okay? Filled with all the things they want to fill little children with. Folks, we got to go. We got a lot more healing to go tomorrow. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Why would we do that? Why, simply because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.